That was Lust for Life by Iggy Pop, and you are listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker. Happy Thursday. It's 10:06 in the morning, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. I have a range of tunes for you, and I'm hoping that you can come along with me for this ride. We shall see. Again, I'm going to try to include a little bit of a mix between rock, folk, prog rock, Spanish music. We'll see. You're listening again to formerly Funk and Gonuts, now Don't Make Me Dance. And I guess my theme for today, if anything, revolves around this idea that we've been talking about in my dance composition class as we're kind of forming material for our show, as well as in my postmodernism and film course that I'm taking, which has been so fun and such a kind of different angle to look at things than quantitative financial economics, etc. So talking about vacancy and how modernism is built around this idea that there could be a hole or that there could be something missing, when really there's always something there, but we're just ignoring it because it's contradictory to our set of beliefs or however it may be. So I was listening to a lot of these songs and have started to wonder if they're ironic, or if some of these are they all meant to be are some of them tongue in cheek? And that concept of kind of authenticity or vacancy of meaning, or an approach that's kind of sarcastic, if that's meant to be in contradiction to what they might be mocking, or if it's one in the same. So I have an Alan Parsons tune I'm going to play next, and we'll see where we go from there. So keep listening to WMFO in Medford, and yeah, this is DJ JD Acker. So here you are.
says you're pretty good looking for a girl.
It doesn't have to be like
This is Drunk Drivers by Car Seat Headrest, and next up, you have The Whitest Boy Alive. Was a pretty good dance tune. For all of you, you're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker. It's Thursday at 10:22 now. So you've listened to a few songs, and I hope you've been enjoying it so far. And I'm going to do my public service announcement for WMFO here this morning. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. So this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And on that note, we also have some really cool performances happening this weekend for Halloween. There's the Apple Jam annual Spooktober cover show happening tomorrow evening starting at 8 p.m. So if you have other plans later on, you can easily pop by the Crafts House and hear some amazing tunes, including those by John C. Merfeld and Lewis Brown, who's an executive board member of WMFO, and John is a good friend, comedy man, musician extraordinaire, and if you saw him at Stand Up last week, just imagine what he's going to be able to play musically. So that should be fun. And beyond that, what else is going on this weekend? There's quite a bit happening, I guess. We have tonight is a charity event for Japanese Culture Club, and they'll be showing some movies, having some free food in Hotung this evening, so you can come check that out. And I guess I've just been really getting sucked into the dance world lately. So this past weekend, I saw a hip-hop fusion modern company out of Chicago at the dance complex. And they were giving an award to Peter DeMuro, who runs the dance complex. And the company consisted of all women and one male, who was obviously the choreographer, and presenting kind of atypical bodies for dance. They were not what you expect, and they did this mix between essentially modern and contemporary dance with some popping. And for those of you who don't know what popping is, you could either YouTube it or I can try to explain it. It's isolating parts of your body in gestural meaning, but with a kind of staccato musicality to it. And if you've seen it, it's a part of the hip hop genre of dance, but it is totally its own form. There are people who are just poppers. There are people who just Vogue. There are people who just break. However you consider yourself, there's definitely lines in the sand. And so yesterday I was in rehearsal and we were trying to do some more acrobatic stuff for a duet that we'll hopefully be performing in December. And we do this flip and I fell on my head, and I finally understand what it means when people say that you see stars. You know, I understand the cartoons now, because I saw little twinkling lights all around me and thought to myself, holy crap. But it's a good reminder, and it's been so refreshing to push myself physically to that limit and realizing kind of the ultimate appeal of dance is in its vitality, but also kind of you're fighting against time and realizing that it's limited to the extent that you can explore such a huge range of movements. So it's been fun to try to develop my physicality and really do some more acrobatic movements while I can, not even as a commodity, but, you know, given that if I was pursuing dance professionally, I would have to be, you know, on a track already in a company already, and then maybe you get 10 years at best and then you have to start teaching. But I mean, even physically, your body will start to hurt at some point, I imagine. And then just like having that ability to look comically at the bruises and scrapes and falls is something that I think I take for granted too often. So thanks, body. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford. I have a range of tunes lined up for you, and we're about at the halfway point. So we'll see where this journey takes us. And I'm so happy you're here with me. This is Don't Make Me Dance. And I'll try to do the opposite, as usual, is make you dance, but we'll see. Do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-sha-la-la-la-do-wop-
Everything's old in the world except for the baby. Little baby. Our little babies. And nothing the sun hasn't seen except for the baby. Little babies. Oh, little babies. And I said, child, be my teacher. Would you, could you, maybe, yeah, little baby. Oh, little baby. And everyone's too big to cry except for the baby. Little baby. Everyone knows how to lie except for the baby. Little babies. Oh, little babies. And I said, child, be my teacher. Would you, could you, baby, yeah. Little baby. Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Oh, talk to me, baby.
Oh, talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby. Tell me everything's alright. Teacher, would ya, could ya, maybe, yeah, little baby.
Oh, little baby.
Little baby.
Fuese última, besó a su mujer como si fuese última, y a cada hijo suyo cual si fuese el único, y atravesó la calle con su paso tímido, subió a la construcción como si fuese máquina. Alzó en el balcón cuatro paredes sólidas, ladrillo con ladrillo en un diseño mágico, sus ojos embotados de cemento y lágrimas. Sentóse a descansar como si fuese sábado, comió su pobre arroz como si fuese un príncipe. Bebió y sollozó como si fuese un náufrago, danzó y se rió como si oyese música, y tropezó en el cielo con su paso alcohólico, y flotó por el aire cual si fuese un pájaro, terminó en el suelo como un bulto flácido, agonizó en el medio del paseo público, murió a contramano entorpeciendo el tránsito.
beso a su mujer
como si fuese única.
Y a cada hijo suyo
cual si fuese pródigo, y atravesó la calle con su paso alcohólico.
Subió a la construcción como si fuese sólida.
Alzó en el balcón cuatro paredes mágicas.
Ladrillo con ladrillo en un diseño lógico.
Sus ojos embotados de cemento y tránsito.
Sentóse a descansar como si fuese un príncipe. Comió su pobre arroz como si fuese el máximo. Sollozó como si fuese máquina, danzó y se rió como si fuese el próximo.
Y tropezó en el cielo cual si oyese música.
Y flotó por el aire cual si fuese sábado. Y terminó en el suelo como un bulto tímido. Agonizó en el medio del paseo náufrago.
Murió a contramano entorpeciendo al público. Amó aquella vez como si fuese máquina.
Besó a su mujer como si fuese lógico.
Alzó en el balcón cuatro paredes flácidas.
Sentóse a descansar como si fuese un pájaro.
Y flotó en el aire cual si fuese un príncipe.
Y terminó en el suelo como un muerto alcohólico.
Murió a contramano entorpeciendo el sábado.
Pan de comer y el suelo para dormir, registro para nacer, permiso para reír, por dejarme respirar y por dejarme existir, Dios de que tenemos que beber, por ese humo de gracia que tenemos que toser, por los andamios de gente para subir y caer, Dios de Padre, por esa arpía que un día nos va a dudar y escupir.
Es Construcción de Daniel Vigilete and Little Baby by M. Ward.
Me llaman el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido, volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido, cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente, porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está, me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un dolor que no me deja respirar, llevo en el cuerpo una condena que siempre me echa a caminar. Me dicen el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido, volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado a nunca llegar. Nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente, porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido, perdido en el siglo, perdido en el siglo, siglo XX. Me llaman el desaparecido, ¿cuándo llegaré? Perdido en el siglo,
¿cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman el desaparecido,
¿cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado al nunca llegar. Me llaman el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido.
Eso es Desaparecido de Manu Chao y estás escuchando WMFO en Medford, y estoy agradecida a todos vosotros por escucharme esta mañana.
You say that you'll always love me, that you'll never leave me blue. Don't you know that that's all fallacy? Don't you know it's not true? Ooh, ooh. You may want the love they talk about, but it isn't like they say. You will find the calm tomorrow, you won't feel this way. When you say that you're in love with me, do you really know what you mean? Or are you saying it because you've heard of it, or because of something you've seen? Oh, don't believe that love brings happiness. Gone tomorrow, here today. Love involves so much unhappiness. Don't believe what they say. When you say that you're in love with me, do you really know what you mean? Or are you saying it because you've heard of it, or because of something you've seen? Oh, don't believe that love brings happiness. Gone tomorrow, here today. Love involves so much unhappiness. Don't believe what they say. Don't believe what they say. Don't believe what they say.
So So that was Vashti Bunyan's Don't Believe What They Say, and you're listening to Don't Make Me Dance. I hope you're still tuning in for the rest of my hour. We have about 17 minutes left of beautiful song and talk for you. And I wanted to share a story with you all. So last week was Tuff's version of Senior Night after they cut the funding for what used to be Senior Night. So they used to buy out or rent out a venue, a bar in Boston, and all the seniors would be able to go and celebrate together about 3 or 4 times throughout the year, and a way to get all the seniors together and reminisce prior to graduating. But Tufts cut the funding and instead decided to host an event that they're calling that they called Oktoberfest last week on the president's lawn, and they put up a tent, and I'm pretty sure it could be nothing more than just a cost saving measure for them, because the liability is the same in terms of you have to show an ID, 21 and up, etc. But we show up, and it's like an eighth grade dance again. Everybody's kind of dressed up, but also trying to be cool. Maybe 90% in flannel and jeans, you know, like trying to be inconspicuous but standing out nonetheless in that in the sameness of the crowd, and everybody's kind of nervous and trying to rush to go get their drink and stand there and wait because we were told that President Monaco was going to come out and give a speech. So we're going to the photo booth, we're trying to dance, there's the jumbo in the costume kind of standing there awkwardly, not even moving, which is the perfect manifestation of kind of the vacancy of school spirit there. And President Monaco suddenly appears, and people cheer and crowd around and wait, and there's no stage, he just stands behind the DJ that they had hired that were seniors as well, and grabs a mic and holds up his glass and says, "Oh, I'm so glad that you're all here tonight. It's been a wonderful 4 years, or going on 4 years now, and here's to 200 days left." And then he just drops a mic on the table and leaves. And I just thought it was the most anticlimactic moment to have at the beginning of the end, and framing, choosing to frame all these moments as countdowns to something seems so backwards from what I've experienced in college. Because in high school, I was counting down the days. You would count down the weeks until finals, or weeks until winter break, weeks until summer break, days until, you know, the year was over. I know that my sisters and I, we would have like a running tally and talk to each other. Yeah, we're almost there, we're almost there, we're almost there. And there was supposed to be a good college. We were supposed to work to get into a good college. But now the 200 days feels kind of, I don't know, like a, again, like, is it tongue in cheek? I mean, 200 days to what? A lot of people are totally full of anxiety about what's going to come next. We're supposed to know what we want to do. People are interviewing. 200 days to what? So I was thinking about that, and this idea of counting down, and I wonder why we even say countdown in the first place. It assumes that there's a zero point, that there's this nucleus that we're searching for in progression of time, that at some point we'll get down to the core of it, and we'll just stay there, which we know that isn't how it is. It's a complete cycle of, you know, 365 and then 7 days a week and 24 hours and 60 minutes in an hour, and you can divide it up infinitely, and yet it's moving forward and repeating itself over and over again. And we create these counts, and it's similar to what we do in dance. Like, you create these 8 counts, but the stories that you're telling through the songs could be completely different or the same. You can build a cycle, you can build a pattern. And it seemed interesting for him to say 200 days, because I don't think that anyone, I don't know, for those to be the words, it was just funny. We're all these lost It's like we've reverted back to eighth grade again, and we're just counting down the days until someone will tell us what we have to do next. Someone will tell us where to go for our homeroom before the bell rings the day of class, and we can lock into our lockers and everything will be like that, and we can put on our backpacks and have all the right supplies and the right colors. But I don't think that's going to happen. So here's to 200 days. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I have a few more tracks for you this morning. Thanks for listening in. This is Don't Make Me Dance.
To my eyes. When I began to realize that I've cried so much, oh, since you've been gone, I guess I'll
Aretha's Drown in My Own Tears.
Mm-hmm. switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Get it out on the main line. Listen to the rhythm of the train go by. Listen to the train whistle by. Listen to the train whistle by. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard. Nighttime in the switching yard.
Listening to Warren Zevon's Nighttime in the Switching Yard. Before that, you had Highway Star by Deep Purple and Aretha Franklin's Drown in My Own Tears. Thank you so much for listening to Don't Make Me Dance. And I actually know that The Train Goes Both Ways is a reference to Midnight Train to Georgia. You have one more track here, WMFO in Medford.